graduation party and my friend is the priest.
We think your friend may have been drunk.
You raped me, you can tell everybody up front. Don't be telling nobody no shit like that, do you hear me?
I am ready to party.
Let's go. Oh, wait, don't forget, I won't be here tonight. I got the girls meet me at the Airbnb. Before she went to jail, that was your shadow.
We had an exchange of words, but I'm no jailbird.
What is your problem?
We don't need all this.
You said you believe me. You always been a habitual liar.
Are you not listening?
Mercedes, what is he doing here?
But then again, the night Quanah died, that's the night she called rape, you remember?
Let's get back to tonight's murder.
So today on Worldwide Entertainment TV, we have Felicia Rivers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Could you give us a little bit of your background, where you grew up, what city that you're in, and so forth?
Okay, my name is Felicia Rivers. I am an independent filmmaker based out of Charleston, South Carolina. A little back history. My dad was in the military, so I was born in Virginia. I lived in Cuba. I lived here. I lived in Texas. I've been writing all my life. I'm a writer, director, producer, casting director.
So you're multi-talented.
Yes.
Okay. So what made you decide to get into filmmaking?
Like I said, I started out writing. So writing was my first baby. Yeah. And then, you know, writing scripts, putting it to life. I did like a couple small plays in school. And then got a little bit older, we started doing like a series, and then we just started doing the movies.
All right. So what have you learned from doing this business? Have you faced any trials and tribulations, and what did you learn from it?
Just like any type of business, some things you got to keep business. People can become friends. Everybody's not free. You know, we're so hands-on with everybody, where you think everybody, oh my goodness, they're in your face. They like you. People who don't like you be in your face, acting like, you know, just trying to learn from you, trying to steal your energy. This type of work, you need energy pushes through you, because it pushes through your actors, it pushes from start to finish. Yeah. So the one thing you want to do is make sure that you make sure that you find people that's going to stay positive and keep you positive on this journey.
Okay. Yeah, because one of our hosts, Miss Goldie from Atlanta and New York, she goes back and forth. She does the same filmmaking. She encounters the same kind of thing what you just said. So I know that's a thing that goes with you guys when you're in the business.
Yes.
So you have a film on Tubi. What's it called and what is it all about?
Well, I actually have 15 films on Tubi.
15? Okay.
But the latest one that we are talking about today is No New Friends. It's about a group of friends that come together after 10 years to honor the death of one of them. And a few of them have some secrets, like how did she die? You know, like how the one friend died, you know, new secrets, new things.
Yes.
You know, people change over years, and everybody's not the same, and everybody's not your friend.
Yeah, people have their different paths.
Mm-hmm.
So what inspired you to make a film of this topic?
Actually, I have a lot of films that actually go on this topic a little bit. I have a movie before this called Cherry Bomb. It's sort of with that one. She kept losing friends or depending on people, and she started doing drugs. Now this one, we don't have drugs in this one, but the Cherry Bomb, which is on Tubi, it was sort of that way. Like, you know, she started doing drugs and, you know, and relying on the drugs as a friend. Yeah. So I do a lot of actually girl movies, girl power movies, friendship movies, betrayal, suspense type things, which is awesome, you know, for my fan base.
Okay. So what's your process when you're on set working with the actors, and what is one thing that you feel is essential that you have to get across in your films?
Like I said, in all my movies, I actually have a message.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's what every movie is, a hidden message. Some people might get it, some people might not. A lot of my messages are around the same thing. You know, you got to trust in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You know, things that happen in the dark come out in the light. When you're a bad person, you know, you live a bad life type thing. And that's in a lot of my movies. But I said, just hidden messages. And I like to touch topics that are different, like not No New Friends a little bit, but like Cherry Bomb, we actually had mental health. We covered mental health. We cover STDs. Without having unprotected sex, you can catch anything, you know, type thing. And it spreads and it gets worse. And then if you lie, your lie gets bigger. So a lot of my stories actually reach a lot of different topics that should be discussed in the community.
So how do you balance that act where you're trying to entertain the audience and keep them captivated, but you still want to make sure you get your point across?
It's always just, you know, just cast the people that you feel that would relate your story, that would show the vision. So that's why sometimes I look at it, can I get an older cast? Can I get a younger cast? I think my audience is normally like 18 to 40 Black Latino women. Now, we get the guys in there. We do get other people, but like a lot of them, like even looking at No New Friends cover, you can tell that it's not against you, but you know, it's a female chick, a female type movie.
Yeah, yeah,
you
could tell.
But I do have like Heartless Outlaws, which is a Western, and that has, you know, guys, the bad guys, but it's females taking over. But you know, it's that's another movie that's awesome when that comes out. So I do reach a lot of different genres, but I do have a set target audience that I do try to deliver my message to.
Okay, so who's the main protagonist in New Friends? And who's the...
Okay, so it's a twist, but I don't want to say all that. So your lead is Key, the girl who's over here. So she's the lead. She's like the mother of the girls. You know, come together. Let's do this. Let's all stick together. And then two of the young ladies, Mercedes and Coco, which Mercedes is the one with her hand up, and Coco is like the dark-skinned sister on the top. So they, throughout the story, you get like, okay, they used to always be close, but now what happened? They no longer like each other. So throughout the movie, they're like, yeah, we're here together as friends, supposedly, but we don't like each other. Like, we're doing this for Key, but we don't like each other, but you know, I'm hold it to later, but you know, things can't last forever. So
that's true. So you said you have other movies on Tubi. Could you tell me the people could check out?
Well, the first one, my very first full-length film is called Treasure Box. So we did that about 4 years ago. Like I said, the new movies, I'm trying to think of the order, would be, like I said, No New Friends, the latest one. Before that was Cherry Bomb. What was the movie before that? Twerk, which is a music movie.
Okay, that title might catch people.
Yeah, you know, people think you think it's big girls twerking, but it's really not that. It's a dance movie, reggae feel. Like, I always try to do something different. Like, none of my stuff is the same. Everyone's different, you know. But we got 15 films. Black Moon Tears, I got the kids in that. My son's birthday is today. He's in that movie. He's in three movies. Black Moon Tears, he's in Pieces, and another movie I can't think of the second. But we got a female comedy coming out in June.
Okay.
And then we have another suspense movie called Killer with a Smile coming up in July. So you and we dropping movies.
Stuff, because that was going to be one of my questions. Any future projects for the year after No New Friends? And you just mentioned them. But I would like to know, what would you consider to be the top five films that you've watched?
Well, I'm a horror fan, so, you know, I'm with Cabin Fever 1, Cabin Fever 2, I'm with the Final Destinations, all of them.
Yeah.
I love Back to the Future 1, 2, 3, I love stuff like that. If you ever watch, it's an old school movie called Overboard with Goldie Hawn, I love that.
Yeah, I
got a lot of, you know, movies.
Yeah, I asked that because so people could get an idea that how your brainchild is for making movies, so they might have an idea what to expect going in.
It just depends on the movie, because each movie is different, you know, so it's
exactly,
but I don't want to have the same movie, same idea. I got a story about a female who her mother sells her to a rapper, and she ends up waking up in a dungeon. So that's a film that we have that we haven't even filmed yet. That's a film. I got one with a girl. She goes and tries to kill her, a celebrity that she loves. We're shooting that starting next month. And we are doing No New Friends 2 probably this summer as well.
Oh, okay. So another question I'll ask. If you could pick a few actors that's in Hollywood, like who would be your dream actors for a project that you would like and why? Why would you choose those actors?
I don't even know at this second. I'm just...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, everybody likes the same people. You know, we like Angela Bassett, Octavia Spencer, I don't want to. It's so many people out there. Regina, you know, I've been on set with Regina Hall. I've been on set with Loretta Devine. I've been on set with Marlon Wayans. I've been on set with some of these people. I mean, I've done acting myself. So it just depends on what you're looking for. Like, I don't want my dream team because, again, it goes what type of movie you have. Because sometimes if like an old school movie, you got to get Loretta Devine. You know, Loretta. Well, a lot of people are older. So a lot of the people that I looked up to are, you know, Vivica, Loretta, Angela Bassett. But, you know, they're all, you know, they would be all auntie in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, young people nowadays, we are so focused more on a lot of the Tubi movies. So you have your Tubi stars.
Yeah,
I had one in my last movie, He Loves Me Not. So I was able to work with Crystal the Doll, and she's awesome. And there's some other ones too, you know. So I don't want to, you know, but I have worked with her. Otherwise, in my movies, I've had work with Love and Hip Hop, Miami's Nicki Natural. I had her in two movies. Okay. I had from she used to be with Murder Inc. She was in Belly. I have her in one movie that's on TV.
Oh, yes, I remember her from Belly. Yes.
Big V from the Nappy Roots. I have him in a movie. He's in Black and Blue Tears as well. That's on TV. Yeah. I've worked with Omar Gooding. He's in my movie Pieces. That's on TV. And I work with somebody. Diamond from Crime Mob. She's in one of my movies coming up, How to Catch a Baller. Diamond from Crime Mob. And then, I don't know. We've been working on some people out there. You know, I'm a celebrity. You're a celebrity. I'm like, you're about to be one.
Exactly. Because the next question I was going to ask was, I see Tubi has a lot of new faces and actors, and that helps get them exposure. How do you guys come up with a casting sometimes of unknown artists?
For casting, we just let people know we're doing a casting call, have them submit, we go do the videos, and we pick who we feel is the best. So You know, because, you know, even though somebody might be a celebrity or have a name, that doesn't mean that they fit for the part. So,
exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, do you have any plans to have your movies on different types of platforms?
So right now we are on a bunch of platforms. We're not on Netflix as of yet, but we are on Peacock. We're on Tubi. We are, I'm not on Hulu, but I'm on Amazon Prime, Vudu, Xmo, Apple TV, Google TV, Roku, Fire Stick.
Yes.
We're on a bunch. That's why I said we're on a bunch. You just have to look. The main one that we promote is Tubi because, you know, it's free. So I do understand, you know, going to somebody, they be like, oh, you got to pay for it. No, they're free. Plex is free. P-L-E-X, that's free.
Yeah, I know Plex.
Reveal, R-E-E-V-E-L, that's free. There's a new one called Afroland TV, and they have a lot of my movies on there, and that's free as well. But there's other free ones as well, but I just, you know, we always scream Tubi because Tubi has its own set of people, you know, so it's like, just go to Tubi. But if you have Peacock, our movies are on Peacock, so you can watch it on Peacock. But, you know, Peacock charges, like, not for a movie, but like a fee every month.
Yeah, subscription.
Yes, but we're on a bunch of, you just have to look up, and you might have me maybe try putting in my name, Felicia Rivers, and see what movies come up.
I was just going to ask that, if they could just put in your name and then your work comes up. Well, you just answered that.
Yes.
So, is there anything else you want the audience to know about Felicia Rivers?
You know, just watch out for some more of our films that are coming out. We are really going, pushing, you know, and again, like I said, if a movie you don't like, we're trying something different. So we're trying to, like, I have a horror trash movie, and we call it trash because it's comedy and it's dumb on purpose. So I do like to do movies like that too. It's called Tiffany the Doll. It did go viral 5 times. People were like, oh my god, what is this? But there's a world of people out there who love it. So we do plan on doing a part 2 or maybe another movie called The Army of Dolls. But it's about sex dolls that come alive and kill people. So, I know it sounds, but I'm saying, but some people love stuff like that because it's different. Like,
yeah.
And I'm just, you know, just tired of doing the same thing over and over again. So you always want to do something different.
Yeah, using your creativity and not afraid to take chances too. That always helps.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, everyone could go check out No New Friends. As she said, it's all on different platforms, but you could see it for free on Tubi. You just sign up for Tubi and then you just do the search and you'll find it there.
But yeah, if you're in other countries, you could probably try Plex, P-L-E-X. You can try Reveal, R-E-E-V-E-E-L. It's like a brown logo, that's free. And Afro TV Land is free. But I think that one you might have to put in the movie title. So I know Slay Queen's on there, which is my Christmas movie. I know Sugar Babies is on there. This The Secret of the Emerald Green and White is on there. I'm not sure if No New Friends is on there, but I know Cherry Bomb is on there. So
Should have checked those out.